Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Mother Seton. Tom Jefferson is president. The United States is but a few years old. In New York, a young and beautiful society matron is a favorite of the smart set. The mother of five children, she lives in a fashionable home with her wealthy husband. One hot July night, she sat with her husband on the veranda of their home, facing their big garden.
There's talk that Jefferson wants to grab the Louisiana Territory. It says here in the papers that he wants to expand our frontiers.
If only we could.
What?
We live in such a narrow little world.
Elizabeth, what the deuce do you know about politics?
Politics?
Never mind.
Darling, are you satisfied with our existence?
Well, I should be.
Why?
Why? My wife is still the most beautiful thing in New York. And she's given me five children.
And you own a lot of merchant ships.
Yeah, thanks to my father.
We're very lucky, aren't we, Will?
Well, I must admit, you spread our good fortune.
Do you mind?
Good Lord, no. I'm glad you do.
I was just wondering why I do spend so much time doing what I can for the poor.
And why do you?
For a selfish reason, I'm afraid. Makes me happy.
Good.
And still, I think I could be happier.
If what?
I don't know. That's what I meant when you spoke of expanding our frontiers. Only I meant something else.
Your religious frontier?
I think that's what I had in mind.
My dear, I think the Lord is quite satisfied with you.
I often wonder. I often wonder if I'm as close to him as I could be.
Sounds like we're in for a storm.
Oh, yes, it's been threatening for days.
Well, it might clear the air.
I wish it was easy to clear things up in my mind.
Clear what things up?
Oh, I don't quite know.
The seed to come closer to God had been sown in Elizabeth Seton's heart long before that fateful night. But it took shape in words, finally. And God must have heard. But Almighty God works in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. And that storm that broke over New York broke all across the Atlantic Ocean and continued off and on for days that went into 2 weeks.
Will?
Don't bother me now, Elizabeth.
Well, the servant said you had a message.
My biggest ship. The flagship of the fleet.
But what is it?
It went down off the coast of Spain.
Oh, Will.
That cargo. Half my fortune was tied up in it. I've lost it.
We'll manage, Will.
Manage? Is that all you can say? Elizabeth!
Elizabeth!
What is it now, darling?
The world's gone crazy.
Well, what's happened?
England and France at war. England says we're helping France. France says we're helping England. They're both seizing our ships. Three of my ships have been captured, confiscated. Elizabeth, I'm being ruined. He's dead.
Dead?
When I needed him most to help me through this period.
Your father?
He's gone. He died tonight.
Oh, well.
Elizabeth, my brain feels on fire. I feel actually sick.
Mommy!
What is it, dear?
Is Daddy awful sick?
Oh, he's quite sick, Anna. You and the other children must be very quiet around the house.
Yes, Mommy.
I've ordered the carriage. We'll all go to church and pray for your daddy. Oh, Doctor, how is he?
Well, I would suggest a change of environment and climate. If you can manage it, why not a trip to Italy?
Italy? Will?
I hate to be so much trouble, Elizabeth.
Darling, do you think we can manage a trip?
The children?
We take Anna Marie with us. The others could stay with your sister. She offered to take them.
You decide. I am the strength.
I think we'd better go, dear. You're very, very weak. And there's a yellow fever epidemic all over New York.
Yellow fever took its toll in New York. West of New York, a little band of Americans led by Lewis and Clark was daring the unexplored Louisiana Territory, pushing back the American frontier. But Elizabeth Seton, unknown to herself, was even then being guided by Almighty God to show the way to an even broader frontier. With her husband and eldest child, Anna Marie, she set sail for sunny Italy.
Go back to the cabin, Will.
Stuffy down there.
Oh, it's too wet for you up here, darling. Please go below.
All right. You and Anna, be careful.
We're all right, Daddy. Mommy?
Oh, yes, dear?
Will we ever go back to New York?
Why, of course.
Suppose the ship sinks.
Well, now, darling, I don't think we should anticipate anything quite so dreadful.
Suppose it did, Mommy. We'd all be drowned.
Well, I don't know.
Would we go to heaven if we all died?
Oh, I should hope so, darling.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Nice? Well, yes.
Then we'd all be near God.
Then one day the ship sailed into Leghorn, Italy. But the little American family was not allowed ashore. Instead, Elizabeth Seton, her husband, and little girl were all taken to a lazzaretto, a dark, dungeon-like cell, a little better than a jail. They had come from New York, where an epidemic raged. The Italian authorities feared that they might be contaminated. So the Seton family was quarantined behind miserable stone walls. They slept on the cold, damp stone floors, shivered in the chill semi-darkness.
I came here for sunshine. I'll end up in a dungeon.
Well, they won't keep us here long.
Are we in prison, Mommy?
Oh, no, dear, not really.
Are they going to kill us?
Oh, of course not. Will, put my cloak around you.
Don't be silly.
I insist.
No.
Now, I have plenty of clothes on, dear. I don't need the cloak, and you do. Now, please put it on.
No right to treat people like this.
They have to be sure about us, Will. We can't blame them.
We can blame them for putting us in a jail cell like this.
We'll be out soon.
I'm cold, Mommy.
Now walk about, darling. Keep walking about.
No way of knowing whether it was day or night, Elizabeth Seton watched her husband grow worse and worse. And in the chill darkness of their prison cell, she turned to God.
Christ Jesus, I thank thee for understanding that enables me to be patient in all things. I thank thee that whatever circumstances I find my dear ones and myself in now, I know there is reason for them, since every movement we make is known to thee, since every breath of life we take is thy breath. All is well with us. Thou art the life within us. Thou art our substance. Thou art all wisdom. Thou art with us.
Is Jesus with us, Mommy?
Oh, yes, dear.
You're a good wife, Elizabeth. A good mother.
Am I, Will? I wonder if that is enough.
More than enough.
Sometimes I wish there was a stronger and broader medium for bringing us closer to Christ. Feeling ourselves really united with him.
Time enough for that when we die.
Oh, no, Will. The time for that is while we're living. I feel that so strongly.
Seven long days and nights passed. Will Seton was close to death when the Italian authorities at Leghorn finally released the little family. The Setons went straight to their friends, the noble Filikis family. Now there was bright sunshine and beauty all around them.
How do you feel this morning, Will?
Not too bad.
The sun will do you so much good.
It should.
And this family is wonderful to us.
I hope I won't be a nuisance to them.
Of course not, darling.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Signora.
Good morning, my dear. Forgive me.
Forgive you?
For not joining you sooner. Morning is such a busy time for me.
Yes, it must be.
First, I go to Mass.
Mass?
Oh, I don't have to go very far. We have a private chapel here. Please use it any time you like.
Oh, but...
I forgot. You're not Catholics, are you?
No.
Well, then, after Mass, I have to make sure all the beggars are taken care of.
Are there many?
Yes, I'm afraid there are.
Mother used to feed the poor when we were home.
I'm sure she did, darling.
Signora.
Oh, Elizabeth, your brother Carlton and my family are all very close. So you are like a new sister to me. Please call me Bianca.
May I see your chapel?
Would you like to?
Now, if you have time.
All the time in the world.
May I come, Mommy?
Will, do you mind being alone for a few minutes?
No, you go ahead. Take Anna Marie with you. I feel a little sleepy.
All right, darling. I'll sleep for a while.
So, for the first time in her life, Elizabeth Seton entered a Catholic sanctuary.
What a beautiful and peaceful place.
She stood for a long time before the shrine of Our Lady. Afterwards, with her little daughter and Bianca Filikis, she sat down outside in the cloisters, lost in thought.
I'm very confused.
Confused?
I have such a sense of peace.
That should not confuse you.
Oh, I used the wrong word.
I'm glad you feel at peace, Elizabeth.
It came over me as I stood inside there. I had the feeling that some gentle, invisible hand was reaching out towards me. And I wanted to reach out and take it. Only I didn't know how to do it.
I'm sure you'll find a way to. Someday.
Well, I think I'd better go back to Will. Will.
Mommy, what's the matter with Daddy?
Go inside, dear. Change your dress.
Mommy.
Now, please, darling, do as Mommy tells you.
Yes, Mommy.
Elizabeth.
I was not inside. He's dead.
And so Elizabeth Seton became a widow. with very little means of support left to her and her five children. For a while, she accepted the kindness of the Filikis family.
I can't forgive myself, Bianca.
For what should you forgive yourself?
I was not at his side.
Where were you?
With you.
Weren't you with our Lord?
Our Lord?
Standing before our Blessed Lady, feeling the presence of our Lord. He was reaching out to you.
I don't know. I don't know.
You felt it at the time.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to believe.
You will.
Bianca.
Yes, dear?
I'm going back to America.
Oh, no, there is no need.
I must.
But send for your children. Bring them here. This is your
home. No, I must go back.
Oh, I wish you would stay.
Bianca, my dearest friend, I can't stay. I can't.
A sense of running away from something. Elizabeth Seton knew, deep in her heart, she was running from something. But she tried to strangle the feeling. And the day of her departure drew close.
Mommy, are we going home?
Oh, yes, dear.
I wish we weren't.
Why, don't you want to see your sisters and little brother?
Oh, yes, but Auntie Bianca said they could come here.
Oh, no, no, darling, that's not possible.
Why not, Mommy?
Don't ask so many questions, dear.
For the first time in her life, Elizabeth Seton, who had always sought answers, now shrank from one. She still tried to run away. And suddenly it was sailing day. And Bianca Filikis came down to the boat to see Elizabeth and Anna Marie off.
Come back someday, Elizabeth.
Oh, I shall write to you.
And I to you.
It will take many, many letters for me to tell you how grateful I am for all your kindness to us.
Oh, Elizabeth, it's I who am grateful to you. Just to have met you, to have known you.
We will never forget you.
I shall write to you, too, Auntie Bianca.
Oh, I hope so, darling.
Oh, I will.
And tell me all about America.
Oh, yes.
Bianca. Goodbye, dear.
Adio. Not goodbye.
Then, adio.
Anna Marie, my treasure. May the baby Jesus look after you.
So the ship sailed and the shores of Italy slowly began to vanish across the horizon. The night came, dark and starless.
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Are you sad?
I don't know.
Oh, you look sad.
I wish I knew why.
Is it because of Daddy?
Daddy's in heaven, darling.
Does he see us?
I'm sure he does.
And does Jesus see us?
Yes. He sees us too, darling.
I wish we could see him.
Yes, I wish we could too.
It's so dark tonight.
Yes, I wish I could see more than I do.
Ship over starboard bow!
What is it, Mommy?
Oh, there's another ship coming towards us.
Mommy, Mommy, it's going to hit us.
It's all right.
No great damage was done. Both ships put into Leghorn for repairs. And once more, Elizabeth Seton found herself back in the home of Bianca Filikis.
Why? As much as I love this place, as much as I love you, I couldn't get away from here fast enough. And now I'm back here.
We don't always determine our own destinies.
My destiny is not here, Bianca.
I have a strange feeling about you, Elizabeth. You want something very badly. You know where to look for it. But when you look, you imagine you see a barrier. But there is no barrier.
I have my own faith, Bianca.
I'm not seeking to change you from one faith to another, Elizabeth. Nor will I ever.
I thought you were.
But no.
And where did I get this feeling?
What feeling?
I felt as though someone were pulling me into your face.
Others have felt like that.
But I don't want to turn away from what I have.
It's possible that if you turned a little more towards what you have, you might find yourself within reach of so much more.
You are trying to change me, Bianca.
I didn't mean to say all this. I don't know why I did. I don't even know where that thought came from. It never occurred to me before. Oh, forgive me.
You were not consciously trying to convert me?
No, of course not.
Then, was it another voice? Speaking through you?
I don't know.
I think I'd like to go to the chapel again.
It belongs to you.
Will you come?
If you wish.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints. Not a word of difference between my creed and yours, Bianca. The same words, the same meaning. Bianca, I kneel here, looking towards the Virgin Mary. And this time I do not feel the peace I used to feel. I feel a great emptiness inside me. Cries aloud to be filled. What is it? What is it?
Bianca Filicis knew the answer. But she tried hard not to influence Elizabeth Seton. And still, words left her lips.
Isn't it an innermost voice lighting the way to a richer, fuller spiritual life?
I don't know.
And all it takes is a faith without question. A tender desire to give yourself to Jesus without a storm of intellectual and shallow argument. An acceptance of the sweet mysteries that bind us to our Lord.
I don't know. I don't know.
Again, Elizabeth Seton set sail for America.
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Are we going to be poor when we get home?
I'm afraid we're going to be very poor.
And we won't be able to help the poor anymore?
Not be able to help those worse off than ourselves? That time must never come, darling.
But if we have nothing, how can we help the poor, Mommy?
We'll find a way. Or maybe the way is already there for us, if we can just see its light.
The seed of the future was sown already. Not long afterwards, in spite of violent opposition from her own family, Elizabeth Seton became a Roman Catholic. There is another story of Mother Seton, a great adventure in the service of God at Emmitsburg. But we think the real story is the one we have just heard. The events that led this woman into the Catholic Church. The events that followed this, heroic as they were, seem only the natural aftermath of her conversion. On March 17, 1963, Mother Seton was declared by Pope John XXIII, Blessed Elizabeth Ann Seton.